Besides the threat from Hollywood, North Korea sees another ideological enemy in Christianity. For more than a century, missionaries have been traveling to the China-North Korea border area to spread the gospel and do humanitarian work, and they still do. But there appears to be a crackdown underway, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
Simeon Garrett was getting off work in Vancouver, British Columbia, when the first sign of trouble came.
Somebody sent me a message on LinkedIn that I, at the time, assumed was a spam message saying, "Are these your parents?" And I didn't even actually open it. I remember reading it and sort of being like, "That's weird."
Garrett is a 28-year-old marketing and communications guy. He mostly grew up in China, where his parents, Kevin and Julia, have lived and worked for the last 30 years. They opened a cafe in the Chinese city of Dandong, right on the border with North Korea. They're still in Dandong, in the custody of Chinese state security authorities. The first message Simeon received, it turned out, wasn't spam at all. It was a Chinese news story.
But this is pretty much the only thing the Chinese government has said so far. Was in that statement, and that was that, you know, two Canadians living in the city of Dandong have been detained on charges of spying and espionage and stealing state secrets. And that was basically it.
The charges are serious. In the Chinese system, they could mean a death sentence. Kevin and Julia Garrett are now entering their fifth month in detention. Simeon says his parents have been able to meet with Canadian consular officials, but they're being interrogated up to 6 hours a day, and he worries about them somehow incriminating themselves on spying charges that are simply not credible.
You know, not to put it lightly, but I almost thought it was a joke, and it just seems so far from what could possibly be the truth that, you know, you don't really know what to think. You're kind of just like your brain is just scrambling as to, you know, how could that even possibly be a charge that they would come up with.
The Garretts have not formally been charged with anything yet, but one part of the story is about their Christian faith. Simeon says his family is religious and has always been open about that. The Garretts went to church services in China. They played Christian music at the cafe. And their faith certainly inspired the human aid work that Kevin and Julia Garrett did for many years with North Koreans on both sides of the border. More than 200,000 North Korean refugees are thought to be living in China, and by all accounts, conditions for many of them are dire. Adam Cathcart is a lecturer on Chinese history at Leeds University in England.
North Koreans kind of become stateless when they go across the border. Somebody's got to do something to help them. And the answer legally from the Chinese point of view is to just throw them back across the river like they're fish that have been caught in a fishing preserve or something. It's really an area where there is a gap, and the missionaries are helping to fill that.
But in recent months, China has been cracking down on missionary activity along the North Korean border. Peter Han was detained in November. The 73-year-old Korean-American ran a Christian aid group. The message from Beijing, says Adam Cathcart, is pretty clear.
You're being watched. Don't think about coming here and trying anything, too brave or too foolhardy, depending on your point of view, when it comes to bringing Bibles into North Korea or helping North Koreans on the Chinese side of the border.
Proselytizing by foreigners is illegal in China. It's generally seen as a form of Western cultural imperialism. But a certain amount of Christian missionary activity has been tolerated by Chinese authorities. For North Korea, though, the practice of Christianity is considered a grave political crime. North Korean refugees can face all kinds of abuse when they return from China, but suspected Christians are said to get the worst of it. Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat and a China expert at Brock University. He says the Chinese are doing North Korea a favor by going after missionaries.
These particular arrests could be a response to a request from the North Koreans to crack down on foreigners who are learning too much about the true nature of the North Korean regime. And I'm sure that the Garretts have a lot of information about what's going on in North Korea from the North Korean Christians that they're working with.
Christian believers represent an ideological threat to the personality cult built around the family of dictator Kim Jong-un. Greg Scarladio is with the Washington-based advocacy group Human Rights in North Korea.
Through the work of dedicated Christian missionaries, there is an underground church in North Korea. Underground Christianity is one of the factors that presents the potential to erode the Kim regime's grip on power.
One thing China fears is instability in North Korea spilling over the border. The crackdown is having an impact. I spoke with one missionary helping North Koreans in China who says many Christian aid groups have been shut down, and as a result, fewer refugees are making it out. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.